Grace works with the truth. And if the truth be the promises, shall I say grace works with the promises? Grace works with the promises. Grace works with the truth. Grace doesn't work in falsehood. You think God is going to give you the power to live falsely? You think God's going to give you the power to live a lie? You think God's going to give you the power to live in adultery or fornication or murder or theft? Well, I've got a grace for this. I'm just going to knock the you-know-what out of the bank teller and take the money. You don't have a grace for that. You see, that's what I'm trying to say. You see, we can do impossible things with the truth and the promises by grace. I'll change my analogy. The dispensation of grace is like saying, I live in America. Well, I live in America, and there are basic rights and privileges and blessings. I live in America. I live in the country called grace. But here I am. Now I live in it. I'm a citizen of America. I'm a citizen of grace. But now I've got to live. Now I've got to get ahead. Now I've got to get a job. Now I've got to get a wife and family. Now I've got to grow up. Now I've got to do something with my life. Now how are you going to do that? I'm an American. There are a lot of Americans right now like this waiting for a handout. They're going to do something with their lives. Well, we're living in the country called grace. And you can't just put your hand out under grace and tell God to fill it. He's given us kingdom rules on poverty, on success, on failure, on getting ahead, on falling. He's given us, he said, here's how you live in my country of grace. And it's based on the promises, or if you please, the truth. This grace, this country you're living in, called America, can you, but now I'm an American citizen, can I now just go and murder without impunity?
No.
No. But I'm still an American, but now I'm doing 25 years.
Yep.
All right. You're living in the country called grace. Can you go and do that same murder?
No.
And God will give you the grace for it? You know what people misunderstand? The forbearance of God. Don't misunderstand. While you're living in the country called grace, why all the shishi hasn't caught up with you and says because of grace, if you're living like you know what. No, let me tell you what that's called patience on God's part. Yeah. It's called forbearance.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you never read the Hebrew epistle. Otherwise, you never let read the Roman epistle properly. Otherwise, you ignored Ephesians, and you just paid no attention to Corinthians, and you laughed at Galatians, and God, you help me, I tore Jude right out of my Bible.
Right.
No, I'm a man who tells you all the truth, not just some of it.
That's right. Yeah.
When I just told you some of it, that's all I knew. I thought it was all. You know, but now I'm a little further ahead down the road. No doubt in 20 years' time, standing up here, leaning on this pulpit. Oh, I will not. I'll be cocky and full of it at 85. You can plant on it now. Oh, what am I doing up here? No, the truth of the matter is this, ladies and gentlemen. Don't confuse. Grace has got me covered. I'm going to get blessed, inspired of, with. I'm being patient with Kenneth. I love Kenneth. I made a commitment to Kenneth. Having been confident of this very one thing, he'll begin a good work and you will perform it till the day of Jesus. I'm committed to Kenneth. He's my new creation. No, you're not Kenneth. You're Eric. No, who are you?
John.
Sorry. I'm committed to John. I'm committed to his life. I love him. He's new creation. I have forgiven him. Hey, when your daddy takes you into the woodshed and ministers the Board of Education to you, is it because he rejected you and said, from this day onwards, you are no longer a price?
No,
God says, you know, I love JB, and JB's going to make it, and he's living in the dispensation of grace, and grace and truth is the key you need to use to unlock all the blessings of God, and I'm letting you do the stupidity. I'm letting you go on and on, and you just say, well, glory to God, he understands my situation. He's on my side. Yeah, he is, and he does understand your situation, and God's blessed me. You have no idea how much he's blessed you. I mean, the angels are walking up and down the heaven like saying, how much of this is his royal highness going to take from that little fella? You're wearing out angels trying to protect you from the trouble. You're moving in. You are. You're wearing them out. They're going to fight for you. The Bible says they're ministering angels to present you unto the day of salvation, which is the resurrection. You're wearing the suckers out because God loves you. And he'll never stop loving you. There's not a thing you can do for him to stop loving you.
Yeah.
But you know, he knows that you are plugged into a dying mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So enough of that. I'm moving on. All right. This dispensation of grace is all about the truth, and not the law setting you free. See, the law never set anyone free, but grace and truth will set you free. Under the law covenant, there was grace, but it was limited in its power by the administration of Moses' law. Under the administration of grace, the truth knows no boundaries and can be offered to all by grace through faith. Grace, as I said early on, becomes the empowerer. Now we go beyond that. Remove the truth from this dispensation of grace, and grace becomes powerless and Christianity meaningless. And you have been in churches where there was no truth but just grace, and you said there's no power here. You've said the Holy Ghost never showed up here. You said, what are these people doing here? You've said that I would never have been saved if I came to this church. Isn't that truth? The truth. You remove truth from grace and Christianity is powerless. Now, I read to you from Colossians chapter 3, didn't I? Well, let me read to you. I did, yes. Was it Colossians?
Titus.
Well, I'm going to go to Colossians chapter 1. How about that? It's one of those days. Look, you've got to get a little space. There has to be a little giving due to my seniority. You know what I'm saying? We've got to understand a few things up in here. As the years go by, you will be making apologies for me, and that's all right. I remember things I never did, and I forget things I actually said. And you're going to say, well, look, you have to undertake that.